This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Are there any conspiracy theories that you guys kind of like? Or that you get into on the internet?
Nowhere. Well, it depends on which ones you're into, I guess.
I was watching some JFK ones.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's a good one. That's one of my favorites. I like that one.
Yeah. I always was partial to the, you know, the one that Marilyn Manson was Fred Savage's best friend, like on the Wonder Years or whatever, and that he also like removed a couple of ribs in order to do something that I don't want to talk about.
What?
on this show?
Well,
you know, you didn't hear that part of it?
Yeah, no, I heard
that
part
fact.
Of it. Yeah, yeah, man, that would actually happen, dude.
Oh, that's not even a conspiracy. Okay,
I like the JFK one. With me, I like conspiracy theories. But I don't ever really pick what I think is the truth out of them. But I like hearing them, and I like hearing all the different angles. Like when Ryan said the JFK one, like, I mean, I like that there's like 8 different theories on it, and I like exploring all 8 of them, but I don't know which one I think is correct or anything. You know, I'm not one of those guys who goes like, I know what happened on the grassy knoll. Ryan, do you know what happened, or are you just like exploring?
No, but it depends on what doc you watch, because they'll make a compelling argument for the one you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then you watch the other version of it, and that one makes sense too.
It was the Cubans.
There's two shooters.
Two shooters. Oh yeah, this is my, Katie's pulling it up. This is my newest one. Have you guys heard about the Miami Mall? Do you guys know? You guys heard, Ryan, have you heard about
Miami Mall? Like the 8-foot, 10-foot, like, alien dudes or something?
Aliens, dude. Yeah. So this is real footage from over the weekend of the biggest police response, like, ever in Miami to this mall. And so the police have said that it was, like, some teenagers who got in a fight or started a riot or were running amok or whatever. That's the official report, guys. But if you get into some deep, dark corners of the internet, apparently, and like Chris has heard. And what my feed is full of, and I'm a little nervous because my feed is full of this, but Katie's isn't, so I don't know. But, and like, I, you know, even Mrs. D, she's like, what are you talking about? And like, other people are like, Brett, I have no idea what you're talking about. But look at this police response.
That is a lot of
I'm glad Chris knows the truth. There was 8 to 10 foot alien monsters, Ryan. It's seen holographic. They appeared holographically through a portal. Again, I'm not saying that's like the truth. I'm just saying.
Looks like I got a deep dive to go on later tonight.
Dude, I mean, come on, man. You got to get into this thing. The truth is out there. I like the aliens.
They found aliens in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, those turned out to be birthday cake, though. It was all just a big promo for the show.
What?
Is it cake?
No. That was just a TikTok video that we saw.
Just the guy that's was the like, "No, no, it's cake."
That's the problem with the news these days. But the Mexican government did claim that they found aliens.
You guys, you know, I'm starting to think, and now go, I don't know, go with me or not. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm starting to think it was a little better when we all kind of watched the same news and we all kind of knew what was going on. Like the fact that I can say, have you guys heard of like the largest police response that Miami's ever had and only half the room has is sort of weird. And then the idea that also Chris and I are like, it's aliens. I mean, probably not.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Did you hear about that cake in Mexico? Yeah.
At a mall, no less. At a mall where there's probably thousands of people and thousands of cell phones.
Well, if you search hashtag Miami Mall, you will find a bunch of eyewitness accounts. But then that's the thing nowadays. You just never know what to believe and what not to believe.
No cell phone footage?
No. Oh, no. Of course, there's tons of cell phone footage. But now it's, I mean, Ryan could have made that. Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, Ryan?
It's all AI.
Yeah, it's just AI.
It's all AI.
It's AI. Yeah. But the cops, those cop cars are real, though. That's the thing. It all starts with, it all must just start with something that is a thing that happened. And then there's just some jackhole like me and Chris that are like, yeah, but what really happened?
I also heard that it was all a distraction. It was a distraction from other political things going on, you know, as well.
See,
that
Chris,
it was all
Chris
orchestrated
same,
by the government.
Chris and I are on the same parts of the internet. Isn't that comforting?
Because that list came out, you know, that list that nobody wants to be on these days.
That's so crazy. Okay, but why is our internet showing us that and Katie's internet is just showing her baking videos?
Yeah.
Like what? You know what I mean, Chris? Like, it knows that we're like middle-aged white guys, dude. It's like kind of offensive, honestly.
It knows what we're susceptible to. Yeah, that is kind of offensive.
It's like, wait, why do you think Chris and I would fall for this? Also, maybe a compliment. Chris went to Stanford, so I guess I should feel flattered.
Or so you all think.
You know, maybe it's trying to distract everybody from what happened during the Winter Classic. You know? Maybe it's trying to turn the light
Vegas
away.
Vegas are the odds makers, right?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's why, Ryan. Do you think that could be it?
To distract from Vegas is poor performance?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. What do you think? That's a theory. I think
I don't know. I've been watching too much CBS lately, so I'm not in on this internet algorithm thing going on that you guys got.
Well, it's a good thing that you're here on the one true source for all hockey truth. Release the show. Oh,
there was.
Quiet. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Let me try it again.
Take two.
What's cracking?
What's cracking? We cracking, we cracking, we dipping, we diving, we sliding, we snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show, release the show. What's cracking?
What's cracking? We cracking. Welcome to Release the Show. The Kraken, who are also a creature of note or a mythological, so, you know, some might say it's not real. Is what I'm saying. The Kraken, that alien beast from the deep. They're riding high right now, a bit, guys. And we're here to talk about it. What's up? It's Brett, Chris, and Ryan and Katie. Katie's the one laughing. Welcome to the show, everybody. Wiener Schnitzel, two locations, Everett and Fife. Go on in and do a little different something for lunch, huh? Do a little. Hey, have a mythical lunch. Have you ever seen a chili dog in the wild, Katie? It's wild. Chris, you ever seen a real chili dog?
No.
Ryan, you ever seen a corn dog fresh out of the fryer at Wiener Schnitzel?
Aliens love corn dogs.
Dude, not a theory, man. They're reality. Go down to Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Let them know the aliens sent you, and you get a free ice cream cone. When you mention release the show, if you're buying anything else down there, which you should be, it's delicious. I mean, really, Wiener Schnitzel hits the spot every single time. Check them out. Everett and in Fife. Welcome to the show. Boys, I sat down to watch the Winter Classic with my pops, and I was ready to be wildly disappointed. And then we were so happily surprised, and what an afternoon it turned out to be. And I don't know, they're playing great, and they're scoring points, and here they come. I hope it's not too little too late, but let's start with the classic. How'd you guys feel, and how did you enjoy your classic?
Well, I'm just going to be really quick because I know someone on this show was like in a much better position than I was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sitting with my pops either. I was solo dolo on the couch watching it, but it was fantastic and I loved it. It was amazing. Oh. And this is, but I need to hear from you. I need to hear from someone else.
Right. One quarter of the show was actually there. In person. Yeah. The jerseys again. I'm so glad we can talk about the jerseys in a win. They looked sweet. The whole thing was awesome. Ryan, how was it?
It's probably one of the coolest sports experiences that I've ever been a part of.
Nice.
I mean, it was pretty awesome. And I just sat up in the 300 level. I had pretty good view of the ice. I was right on top of it. Hanging out with a bunch of people that, it was their first hockey game ever and they had all the gear on. Oh, wow. And so it was just bringing the city together and everybody was having a good time. I couldn't have pictured like a better day for that weather wise, the game, all of it. I mean, the experience was unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, they get off to the hot start also, right. Scoring quick. They scored quick in both opening periods and there was like right off the bat. And, They really took it to them. They had the energy that we've been asking for. I mean, where's this team been? You know, like it's. I'm excited, and you gotta try to mute it there. I mean, I'm excited for everything. I'm you know. You know me though. I gotta be a little pessimistic. Like, where's this been, Ryan? Like, what the hell? I mean, fine, but.
Well, it was only a couple of weeks ago where we were. They were in their biggest losing streak they've ever had. We were ready to call for people to get fired and lines, you know, mixed up and players get traded. And they turned it around. They kept with their game that they said they were going to this entire time. We are going to continue with what we're doing. And it starts, stuff starts clicking for them. Right. But I was a little scared coming in because historically Winter Classics haven't been good for the home team. I mean, we're just looking at clips. You see people throwing fish in the introductions. I mean, that's a lot of distraction for a regular season hockey game against the defending Stanley Cup champions, no less.
Yeah, well, and a rival too, right? Or they want this to be a rivalry at least. So it's it's the way the rest of the league looks at it with the two expansion teams, the two latest expansion teams, and all that. The Knights, they won theirs in 6 years, and we're in our third. Just a little reminder for everybody out there. I mean, they made the finals in their first. Everybody knows that. But then they won it. And the owner said they're going to win it in six. And they did. And we're in our third here. I mean, it was cool to take care of business, especially on such a national stage, and especially to do it so well. I mean, Joey Decord, right? Like, let's just earmark that and circle back. Because, oh boy, right? But can they keep it going, Ryan?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, they're about to embark here on their six game longest road trip of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Playing Buffalo, which actually they've never lost to Buffalo, so this would be a first game to get back after this. They've had a long break. I mean, it's been a couple of days since they've had a game. They traveled to the East Coast, so they should be ready to go. But I mean, they played Buffalo four times. They beat them all four times. That's the only team we haven't lost to. So I mean, everything's pointing towards this continuing the streak that they're on.
Yeah. And we play well on the road also. They like going on road trips sometimes. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I was going to bring that up. I was going to bring that up because they're so far so good on the road, but this year and at home, they're sort of even-ish.
Oh, okay.
They're both above 500 at home and away, but just barely. So they haven't picked a side yet as far as like whether they're going to be better at home or better on the road. But traditionally, we are better on the road. And this is our longest road trip, as Ryan said, of the whole entire season.
Yeah.
And we're like, what, 8-0-2 in the last 10? Like, we like this is the real test right now. This road trip right here to see where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, well, yes. We don't do any predicting. I came dangerously close to talking about numbers.
You almost did it.
It was close. We got to lay off that. But before we get off the classic, how about the idea that our buddy Nicky Baga, who he's been on the show. Nicky Baga completely rocked the national anthem. Friend of the show. His pops is a friend of the show. Big time Kraken fans. He plays the national anthem at Kraken games all the time. We've been there in person for a younger Nicky, season one maybe. Yeah. So a couple years ago, my man's been practicing in the bedroom. You can tell he's shredding. I mean, he's probably been shredding local clubs in Seattle already. But that was the national anthem heard around the world over the break. Like, the internet freaked out over it. I saw Barstool tweeting it. Spittin' Chicklets was saying it was like the greatest national anthem of all time. So just shout out to him and that sweet rendition. The video's out there. You guys can find it. I'm sure you saw it. But that was sweet, right, guys?
That and the flyover with the guys dangling from the helicopters.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, the spectacle of the Winter Classic was awesome. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I watched a little of the rehearsal, and I was like, this is going to be awesome. And then when they put it all together – yeah, it was pretty fun. Like I said, being there where the Mariners play, roof is open. Brett, the roof was open and it stayed open.
Yes.
But no, I mean, yeah, all of that put together, and then they come out and then they win. I mean, it was a fun day.
Yeah, icing on the cake. Yeah. Chris, the national anthem.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole show. Yeah. We put on an amazing show. We as Seattle. We as the Kraken.
Heart rocked out. Gretzky,
so mix a lot.
Gretzky, Ryan, I don't know if you watched the TV thing back, but Gretzky was rocking out to Heart. And then they come back from, so like Heart performed during one of the intermissions, Seattle, local Seattle band, rocking. And so she comes out, does Barracuda, tears the house down, right? And they come back from the commercial break, and like the great one is like, oh, not since 1986 in the Edmonton Dome. I saw Heart one time. Oh, I tell you, I have footage of him during the commercial, just, you know, or during while they were playing, just completely rocking out. He's like, I saw him in the Toronto Center. Just chills, man. Great. Great job by everybody.
Who cares about Gretzky? Screw Gretzky.
What? Come on.
Whoa.
The great one? No?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear a story?
What? Oh, come on.
I told you guys about when I was 12 and he got wheeled out in a laundry cart, so I didn't get to meet him then. That was in Seattle.
He's the original Taylor Swift.
I had a brush with him a couple of years ago. I never got to meet him there. And I'm sitting at the bar at the Olympic Hotel in Seattle, and I'm sitting there hanging out with, like, there's TNT guys and the league is there, and Wayne Gretzky walks up right next to me. And I go, wait. And he looks at me and he just walks away. And I'm like, awesome. Thanks, man. I will never meet that guy. Screw Wayne Gretzky. I was so bitter the rest of the night. I'm talking to Paul Bissonnette from Spin Chicklets. It's not like I'm some fan, you know, trying to get an autograph. I just wanted to say, hey. And he just ghosted me and just turned around and walked away. I'm like, we're done here, Gretzky.
Yeah, you don't sound like a jilted fan at all. You don't sound like a fanboy. This energy, Katie. Imagine if Gretzky's telling this story, though, from the other perspective right now. Like,
oh,
he's like, and then this kid who's been hounding me my whole life comes out of nowhere. And he's like, I've been avoiding this guy for 23 years, Katie. No.
That's his icebreaker story at dinner parties and stuff like that. He's telling that story all the time.
You know what? I've met Gretzky, and he was very nice. No. He's very nice to me.
Yeah, awesome.
I did. I met Gretzky when I first moved to LA, and I was very famous because I was on all the TV shows and movies and stuff. I went to a Kings game, and I got to go down in the very cool celebrity hangout under the Staples Center thing. And so we kept going back and forth from the ice to the, or, you know, from watching the game to back in the thing. And so then after the game, we went down in the tunnel again, and the Kings I didn't realize, you know, I didn't put two and two together, but they were playing against the Coyotes, and Gretzky coached the Coyotes for like 1 year or 2 years or something. And so he was under there, and the guy I was with was buddies with Jeremy Roenick. So he was talking to Jeremy Roenick. So my buddy was like, oh, Jeremy, we're taking off. And of course, he's standing there talking to Gretzky. So I was like, so he's like, hey, Jeremy, we're taking off. He's like, oh, okay, good to see you. They like dap up and give a hug. And then real quick, he's like, oh, have you met my friend Wayne? Jeremy Roenick said that. And so then I'm just standing there like, please, please, please. And then, you know, my buddy's like, oh, and this is Brett. And I'm like, hi, how are you? Just a real quick handshake. That was about it. I remember thinking he was taller than I thought he'd be. Hockey players are kind of weirdly big. And then they look even bigger on skates. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking Kraken hockey. What else? Where are they at the standings right now, Katie? Let's check in on the standings. And while I tell you guys about who do I tell them about, Katie? Anybody?
Packback.
Oh, yeah. All right. Packback coolers. Let's do it. Packback. You guys know about Packback? Of course you do.
Heck yeah.
These are the world's coolest coolers. If you did not get one of your loved ones a Packback cooler or Packback backpack, which is really fun to say, for Christmas, you should have, or for any of the holidays, you should have. But if you didn't, there's still time to just go buy one just because. And what a great gift to get this winter when we're looking towards the spring and all of the hunting and fishing and partying and beach combing and hanging out by the pool you guys are going to do. You need a Packback cooler, PACBAK.com. They come in all kinds of different colors. I know you guys love your Stanley Cups out there or whatever. Like, this is the Stanley Cup of coolers. You know what I mean? Packback coolers, everybody. Wow. They're from Alaska, right? And the company's from Alaska, so it's like sort northwest north, you know? Like, Alaska's, like, as about as north, like, Alaska's capital northwest. You know what I mean? They get it. You know, they come down to Seattle all the time. Look at this thing. You guys, look at this thing. Two different lids so you can keep your stuff separated, a cutting board on top. You can store a vacuum sealer in there so you can vacuum up your fresh catch, wow. Throw it in the cooler. Yeah, look at that. Oh, and then this is a table that comes off the side. Look at this thing. Look at that. Let's tailgate ready, dude. Look at that. Packback coolers, everybody. Check them out. Let them know Release the Show sent you. I'll look at the standings. Let's do that. The Kraken, 39 games played, 16 wins, 14 losses, 9 ties, 41 points. But we're on a current 6-game streaker. We're looking at the Oilers right on top of us, and then the Kings. We could catch the Kings, Ryan. They're only 5 points ahead of us. The question is, can we catch, you know, the Knights or the Canucks? I mean, they're ways up there. Probably not. But how do we get some home, playoff advantages and things like that? I mean, this is the time to start talking about all that stuff. And also, it's the time to start talking about being buyers instead of sellers, isn't it?
First things first, let's circle back to DeCord. We got to keep him going.
Wait, what? We're going all the way?
No, I'm saying you're asking all these questions. It starts with DeCord.
All right.
Right. Beginning of the year, I was like, I'm not a Gru guy. We need to get DeCord more action. And Gru gets hurt. So, you know, that sucks. But all of a sudden, Joey steps up. And again, that's where it all starts from.
Okay,
so,
I have a question.
Buyers, if there's people for sale, but I mean, right now, Joey's the guy.
Yeah, okay, well then that makes me ask. Should I stay or should I go? With number 30, what? I don't even know. How about the German gentleman?
60 something.
Can you get anything for him out there? Why not? Joey's playing lights out. You want to get some value back? Should
I
stay?
I mean, I think the time is now. We got Driger, you know, backing up and Joey, and those two guys are doing just fine. I think
the valuable piece someone might want him for a playoff run.
I think Gru served a purpose here, and he's just too shaky for me. And so if we can get rid of him, get some value for him, I say go for it, because we do have the next wave coming in.
He does turn it up in the playoffs, though, and he always kind of has, for not just for us, but for the Avalanche also, obviously, to the tune of, you know, winning it all. So,
I mean, what a moment here, like full circle. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gru was, according to this show, and way back when, if folks even remember that dude, you know, hot for teacher Kevin, who used to be on the show, when he demanded a splash.
Yeah.
We had no splashes, and he demanded a splash. We got Gru. That became the splash. And now we're talking about maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to let that splash go and get a different splash in exchange for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that is that how sports go and careers and whatnot. But at the same time, he holds a nice moment in our show's history.
Well, we got to
first splash.
We got to look into it then for the next episode, or maybe if you guys have it right now. But we got to get some names, Ryan or Chris. You guys, the crack research department has got to get on this. Like, who's in a contract that's got, you know?
Okay.
One, because how's it work in hockey, Ryan? Do you get the contract too when you get the player? So you got to find someone who's on a contract that's sort of, you know, one left, something like that. They can come in, they restructure. But who is that? And is it like a forward? What do we definitely need a forward. We need a scorer. But the chemistry that's going on right now is great, though. So you got to worry about that also.
No, a couple weeks ago, we were moving pieces around to free up some cap space. We brought in Tatar. He's already contributing. He scored in the last game. One of those guys that can come step right in. He's playing on the second line with Matty Beniers and Jordan Eberle. So, I mean, there are, you know, guys that are coming in and again, make that splash right from the get-go. So we need a couple more of those guys. But, yeah, we're going to have to – they've just brought up Riker Evans. Mm-hmm. So we are making these moves to try to be aggressive. So the time is now for this team. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what's out there. I haven't done a deep dive into the league to figure out who's available and I'm the kind of guy like, let's make our team work. But if we have, if there's someone available that can help this team and we can move some pieces around, I say, let's go for it.
Well,
we're right in there.
Yeah. Let's start scouring those corners of the internet though. And let's find someone that Release the Show really wants. And we'll just start a campaign. You know, I just want a name. I want to be able to yell, I want Max Domi or whatever, whoever we think it is. Because they need, you know, that's how this sport works. There's some sports that work like this. Baseball works like this. Basketball works like this. Hockey works like this. Football, weirdly, didn't used to really work like this. But lately, the trade market is hot midseason. This is how sports are now. You know, you get to a certain place in the season, and you got to figure out whether you're going to bring in somebody to try to push you over the hump or not. And let's face it, they're playing great right now, but the playoffs are long. You could use the depth anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this current team as it currently sits, I don't think is the team that goes into the playoffs making it in the playoffs. I don't, you know, just it'll be some different names, but we need to have some people coming in that kind of make people go, oh, all right, you know, and who's that going to be? And who do you guys want? You guys could let us know. Hit us up on social media at Release the Show also. Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. I think we need a finisher. I mean, we talked about this many, many a time over the last few seasons and whatnot. And our offense has started to pick up. It was terrible in the beginning of this season. It's starting to pick up. But according to Money Puck analytics, our shooting percentage is like 9.1%, seventh worst in the league.
Yeah,
so even though we've upped that, I think we need a finisher. We need someone to, you know, just that drives some fear. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if possible, you know.
Yeah, a bona fide scorer, really, and it's going to be a name. You're going to have to let a name go, or one of the, you know, some of the young guys that you might think might be a name later. But you're going to have to get rid of somebody that people know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's gonna have to happen at one of these points. We gotta, you know.
I'm looking at the roster, and I love every one of these guys. It is gonna be tough to have to give up one of these guys that we've grown to love here to get someone else. But Chris, I think you're right. I think we do need to find that guy that last piece, the finisher, the someone who can actually bury the puck in those times where we need it. and take us into the playoffs for sure. But right now, if you go on the national stage, they're not talking about the Kraken as contenders. They're not talking about the Kraken as making big splashes. They talked about them at the Winter Classic and throwing fish, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, why not? Well, based on where they are in the standings, why aren't they talking about them as contenders? Because just because we haven't been able to sustain anything all season?
Just because our team is built on the, we have 3 second lines. We have a first line and 3 second lines. So it's that team mentality and they're playing their part, but we don't have those guys that are making those big splashes. I mean, the Ducks just had a huge trade. They're bringing in all these young guys. They're going to be scary coming up in the next few years. I'm not getting that sense from the Kraken. Now we got a lot of guys down at Coachella Valley that could come up and contribute. So maybe they just need to be seen a little bit more. And maybe that's our, you know, just being in the Northwest, we don't get that coverage. Like, you know, we always talk about with the Mariners and the Seahawks, but, I just think they need to come up and prove themselves.
Yeah, but that's boring. I mean, you know, guys, like,
right now, because there's nobody taking the lead.
Yeah, but somebody send this tape to every pro team in Seattle, like, especially to the Mariners, who are best friends with the Kraken. And let me send this message to the Kraken right now. If you plan on being the Mariners, let me know now. Right? Yeah. I mean, I know you just played in their building, and we know you guys are really in love with each other because of the whole arena deal and all of that. And they didn't want the arena down by them. And so blah, blah. And this goes back for a while. I know you guys are real friendly. But if you just plan on being the, like, well, we've got these guys who we hope will be names. And, like, we've developed them ourselves. And, oh, but then as soon as you fall in love with them, we ship them out of town. And we never really quite signed Shohei and all of that. Like, just let us know right now. Let me know right now, because those beers are expensive at CPA. So just let me know right now, you know?
Because we're talking expectations.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I want a team. I want my teams to go for it, and especially when you're making me pay $12 a beer.
12?
It's more than that.
Okay. And I want you to go for it then. I think the Seahawks have a record of going for it. Mid this season, when things were going well, they brought in Leonard Williams, kind of a, you know, maybe not the trade piece that people wanted, but he's a name trade piece. They kind of signaled that they were going for it. I think the Seahawks often try to go for it. You know, whether the trade with Jamal Adams worked out or not, they bring in a guy of that name, give up 2 first-rounders for him. You can't say they weren't going for it. You know what I mean? Whether it worked out or not is beside the point. Their intentions were good, you know? And so the same thing is true here when I'm talking to the Kraken. Like, every year we go, okay, they're kind of going to make a run. Like, who are they going to bring in? And then they never really bring anyone in. And I'm just asking, are we going to be the Mariners, or are we going to be a team like Vegas that goes for it and you know, pushes all the chips into the middle of the table? And why wouldn't they? You know, pun intended. Right, Ryan? Come on. Like, I like it too, and I know the sentimentality of, like, I like our guys and we're a family and blah, 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 but is this family ever going to do anything? And if not, like, let's bring some new members in.
We're talking all this as they're on their longest winning streak in club history right now. So, I mean, I think they are starting that, doing something. But who's the guy you want to get rid of then? If we have trade pieces, who can you get rid of?
Schwartz.
Wenberg, Burakowski, Schwartz.
Wenberg, wait, did you say not Bjorkstrand? I get Bjorkstrand and Burakowski. Sorry.
Bjorkstrand's our all-star.
I don't know. I know, but I get my Bjorkstrand and my Burakowskis mixed up when it just, you know, it's like Dermot Mulroney and Dylan McDermott. I'm like, I don't know. Which one of them was on the practice? I don't know.
Hey, but I got a question for you,
and
too. I
think Gru, dude. I think it's Gru. Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Are you going to even remember Sprong? I mean, all you guys do is talk about Sprong and how much you missed him and everything and lament him, and now they're going to give away somebody else. You want them to get rid of one of the Burakowski Bjorkstrand twins, and now who are you going to lament? Are you going to forget about Spronger?
Look, if I see him at the Verizon Lounge, I'll apologize. But Wenberg, look, I like him. He's an OG Kraken. He's been here the whole time and everything, but you know, how often does Wenberg actually finish? And if there's some value there, and, you know, but you'd have to add another piece. It's not like you can trade Wenberg for someone straight up, you know what I mean? But, like, as a trade piece, yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't appreciate the time and all that stuff, but what I'm saying is actually like a compliment, man. Like, I think you have value, and I think other teams see that value, and if we can get something back for that value that furthers the team along, that's how pro sports work. You know, it's not personal.
We might need to hear from Katie on this one, because if you remember way back when we did our who's the best looking Kraken player, she voted for Wenny. She voted for Wenny, so she might not want to see him go.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
Well, what if we get back another decently looking fella? You never know.
I'd like to see my options.
Katie's just doing the physical looks NHL draft right now.
Yeah, I'd like to see what's out there.
You and Ron Francis can get together. You'll have your different tactics, how you're choosing versus how he's choosing, but you guys can get your heads together and choose the next player.
All things in consideration.
I'll admit, I have no idea what Max Domi looks like. I don't know.
They got the pictures on the website.
Okay.
He's hot.
Well, we'll check it out. I mean, what about Schwartz, though? You know, again, like a guy who can score you some goals and whatever, but it's not as if he's ever, you know, you guys know what I mean. Why do you make me sound like a jerk?
Yeah, I'm in.
Domi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she got Domi up. Yeah. Okay. She's in.
Look at the teeth. Look at this one down here.
Yeah,
lower left.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I don't know if he's available, but.
Wait, who else are we looking at?
I don't know.
That's a hockey smile right there.
Whoever's available. All right. Should we? We talked about the roadie coming up. No, we don't want a schedule look. We don't do that around here. What else do we do around here? Simply Seattle.
That's a fair question.
Epic Seats. Nothing. EpicSeats.com. We're not giving away anything right now. Oh, we got to ask them for some ticks or something. Let's do a giveaway.
Let's do a giveaway.
But in the meantime, if you guys are looking for seats, go to EpicSeats.com. And let them know that we sent you. They know release the show, but they also know the football podcast, Take 12. Mention either one of them, and they should hook you up with the promo code. And if they don't, you let us know, and we'll go get you that money. We will send the big rig after him. He's our enforcer. Yeah, he shows up in skates, too. Makes him look taller. Anyway, epicseats.com, everybody. Whether you're buying or selling seats, nobody beats...
Epic Seats.
We'll work on the timing for next time. We'll work on the timing.
There's a delay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who put a delay in the prompter? Katie, what were you looking at? Nothing? All right, we're out of here. No, wait. What else you guys got while I hit the theme song, though? Anything that we missed? Chris, you have numbers or... We wanted to circle back on Decord. I mean, just nothing more than just slapping the guy on the back and saying, hey, keep up the good work, kid. You're crushing it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Just, wow, what a run.
He's the next thing, man, it looks like.
Oh,
like,
let's go.
Like,
let's go.
NHL, he's starting to become an NHL darling right now, as they say. Like, he's the belle of the ball right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
It truly is. He's only allowed 13 goals in this current win streak right now. Unreal. Damn. So keep this momentum going.
Yeah, man.
We were giving up 4-7 a night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on a heater. That was a sweet way to have the classic also. Because, we haven't had a lot of those. I don't know if you know, but we always let one in.
Yeah. That whole thing, man. I mean, their jerseys sucked. Ours were better. We shut them out. Like, the presentation. I mean, that whole thing I don't think could have gone better. I mean, the Winter Classic was... What a thing. They're the they're the reigning champs. Like, come on.
As if you thought the Vegas cheese balls couldn't get any cheesier, they walked in dressed as Elvis impersonators.
So Vegas?
Not dressed as Elvis, dressed as Elvis impersonators. Right. That's even worse.
Yes. Well, yeah. I said one time, someone was like, oh, I've never been to Vegas. What's that like? I said, well, everything's fake. And yeah, there you go. Ugh. I'm so glad I'm not from a town that's known for impersonators. You know what I mean? I'm from a town that's known for being as real as it gets. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It is kind of
funny.
Real, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no selling out. Let's be real. No posers. That's Seattle through and through, right? They walked in as impersonators. Talk about I knew it was over when. Go ahead, Chris.
I just don't know. I might not even care if we don't make the playoffs because we took care of them in the Winter Classic and shut them out and had such a great time then. I might take that back. But anyway, that's all I was going to say. Like, Got a good feeling going into this road trip.
Yeah, but also you got to do your thing.
Oh, shoot. I forgot. We're trying to get out of here. Ryan, you need to say anything else? You know what's about to happen.
I'm good. Go for it.
Katie, you need to say anything else? No. Brett, need to say anything else?
Thanks for checking, though.
See ya.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.